It's been a minute since I sat down in front of this mic, wondering about where I'd start. Like, more so like what subject I would talk about, or what piece of me I was willing to share first. Then I thought, perhaps I'll just begin where I am, with grief. G-R-I-E-F. Grief.
1.
A deep sorrow, especially that is caused by death. 2. Trouble or annoyance. Grief is a response to loss, a response to the excitement of a nerve impulse caused by a change, a physical reaction, a stimulus or situation, some living thing that no longer exists on this frequency. Frequency. F-R-E-Q-U-E-N-C-Y, frequency, the rate at which something occurs or is repeated, in redundancy, repeated over a particular time or in a given sample. I'm saying though, look at this, check this out, look at here, but wait though, let me tell you, how often are you beaten on the same issue? Vibrates, a wave, in material, what sound, or in space, electromagnetic, what light becomes apparent, measured in seconds. Bereavement.
B-E-R-E-A-V-E-M-E-N-T.
The range of emotions we go through as we gradually adjust to the loss. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, love. Mourn.
M-O-U-R-N. 1.
Feel or show deep sorrow or regret. To feel regret. Sadness. The period of time between midnight and noon, especially sunrise to noon.
Good morning.
Morning. The destination to which a grieving person journeys.
The destination to which a grieving person journeys. Mourning. Shock is the first stop. I took a knee beside him, holding his lukewarm arm, wishing I'd touched him when I first arrived. When I came in and gave my greeting, "Hey, Dad, how you feeling today?" She was just in there. He wanted water. Not even 60 seconds, she returned to no movement. Just like that. Gone. All over social media, shout-outs and comebacks, I'm being tagged in pictures. What the fuck is happening? How the fuck you wake up on a Saturday morning wanting to shoot someone before 10 a.m.? What the fuck happened to you in your life? Why the fuck you like that? Why the fuck you not somewhere using Saturn's day in a way that truly rules the first hour, in a way that honors the goddess? They say the first thing you supposed to do is lift an offering in a space of gratitude. But you use that hour to forsake the purpose of the day in a sacrilegious way. Yet auspicious, removing gratitude from his first hour of the day, giving him time. He was just hosting a 5K in the city a few weeks back. Love. He loved me. In always. Always. Love. We met with cold lips in the hallway of a hotel in Washington, D.C. He kissed me out of nowhere. We weren't talking. He'd never ask me out, only a gift here and there. Fucking earth signs. That's how they get you. One minute you're friends, and the next their observant asses done figured out your love language, and you're forgetting that you don't even like him because he's cocky, and he talks too much to be a boy. And yet you loved him. The first time you met until the day he left this frequency. I was supposed to see him before he transitioned. I didn't make it to the event. I couldn't bear to have him still see me living within a wall, partially melted ice by a ruthless fire sign, using cartography to retrace the steps to rewrite the bait I picked up and couldn't put down. It's easy to think it's not gonna get you. Hoping I'll get a text or a Facebook message invite to an event. Hoping the algorithm slipped in some fake news about a local artist being shot dead in his front yard. Hoping the links from the local newspaper mourning the loss of a local spoken word artist who fell asleep and never woke up are just clickbait. Paying people to push the agenda of death. It's lies. All lies. Gotta be, because ain't no way two friends done die within 6 months, adding 3 days. the way 2/22/22 came in with the swiftness closing chapters I'd forgotten I opened, the way it came in and whooped my ass, the way Pluto returned, beating my wounded child into ascendant, preparing me for the return of Venus. Here's hoping that the latter could be reversed. Here's hoping that although he told everyone in the family except me, my lived experience would do most of the heavy lifting for a short while. Here's hoping that when you finally crash, numbness. Here's hoping that when you finally crash, the numbness you've wrapped yourself in has become such an intense form of detachment. The act of remembering how to love yourself becomes the drop knee you took beside him, holding his still warm hand, wishing you touched him when you first came in, ensuring that your voice imprinted, I love you, lingering within his frequency, just steps away. Death took her walk, playing peekaboo with the littles. Flower walked her papa to the door for the first time. I was sure it'd be me. After cleansing the body in preparation of transport, we wait, making calls, delivering the news with a straight face. Folding was not an option. I must appear put together, but together I was not. I was crumbling, crashing, experiencing in the moment the tower. This has been another episode of Pretty Well Podcast. I am your host, Shantika Latrice. You can catch new uploads every Saturday morning at 10:01 a.m. and Sunday evenings at 10:01 p.m. If you know, you know. If you don't, stick around or come back so that you can find out. You have any questions, you know how to hit me up. If you don't, check the link in my bio. I'll see you soon.